Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad you're with us. If you missed hour one with Michael and Dell, you got to go back and get the podcast, friends. You can do it at SoundCloud. You can do it at iTunes. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio or Radio Night Live. Any of those will pull it up. In this hour, so fortunate to have former ambassador to the UN and former governor to the great state of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, going to join us in just a second. I just want to reiterate one thing from Mike Lindell. You heard him talking about the fabulous Giza Dream Sheets. Tonight, the Christmas special is on. If you haven't tried them, you've got a 60-day full money-back guarantee to give them a test drive. If you don't like them for any reason, they'll take them back, give you a full refund. But he is so confident that you're going to like them, he's offering you a buy one, get one free, and he's never done that on the Giza Dream Sheets. This is the first time this has ever happened. So if you would like to, if you've gotten the pillow and you said, man, the pillow was awesome, let's see what the sheets are like. This would be the perfect night to try the Giza cotton that he gets. He buys out the whole supply of it. He bought out Giza 88 and he bought out Giza 94, which is what he's making the sheets from now. He believes that he will run out at some point in the Christmas cycle. But if you call tonight, you're gonna get the Giza sheets of your choice. And you can, if you're watching on Viz TV, you can see the different colors that they've got there. But you can also just get plain white and ivory, taupe, and some of those neutral colors as well. So there's no risk to it. Because if you don't like them, you don't have to keep them. And they'll refund your money 100%, just like they've done with the pillow. And by the way, the pillows, you can still buy one, get one free on the pillows. What better? Think about the people that are hard to buy for on your Christmas list. If you don't know what else to get them, and you got them a set of Giza Dream Sheets and a set of My Pillows, they would thank you profusely for the rest of their life. I kid you not. Anyway, we've got a big hour. At the end of the hour, I want to come back to a tough little trivia question to see if you can get it right. There was a candidate, maybe a Republican, maybe a Democrat, maybe an elected official, maybe someone who isn't an elected official, maybe someone who's been an elected official. But one of the people that are putting themselves forward for president did a series of things on Thursday that I will quiz you about and see if you can get it right, because I think that some people are going to be very confused about who it was. Anyway, we'll get to that. But I am so pleased to be able to relay what we're going to do now as we open up the Ladies Lounge every Saturday night here on Radio Night Live. This was a feature that started on Kevin McCullough Radio during the week, and we ended up transporting it over to the weekend. And joining us now is someone really, really special. Well, glad you're with us. If you were listening this week, if you've been paying attention to any amount of news footage, you know that there's been a continuation of the circus in Washington, D.C. All of the same players asking many of the same questions, coming to a handful of different answers, but not really that much. And, friends, I've already told you my opinion on this. I don't think that most of the country is tuned in to where we are at. But I am fortunate today to be joined by my next guest, who can lend some light, at least, on at least a type of the deep state that she had to face when she was part of the Trump administration. She was, of course, our ambassador to the United Nations. And as far as I could tell, maybe one of the baddest dudes to ever go up there and kick some international backside. But anyway, Ambassador Nikki Haley, we are honored to have you at Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Kevin. It's great to be with you.
I had to censor myself there because I really did feel, and not just me, like, and I think this is so key to who you are. May I call you Nikki? Is that too inappropriate? I don't want to.
Nope.
Okay.
Nikki is perfect.
So when you would come on the television in our household, and my bride, fairly politically informed, but I've got a 9, 7, and 4-year-old. The 9 and 7-year-olds are boys, but my 4-year-old is a daughter. And we would talk about, you know, what kind of things Ambassador Haley was doing and why she was fighting the good fight and all that. And you just have to know, you carry a much bigger inspirational factor with you than I think a lot of public officials do. And I don't know if that's been your experience everywhere at all times, but I think it certainly is in at least our household at this time. So thank you again for taking time to talk to us and for doing what you did at the UN, because to be candid, it's one of those places where I've often said, look, we here in Manhattan, we'd be much better off just bulldozering that place and putting up a parking garage. At least we'd get the taxable revenue from it. Let me ask you, starting with your time there, what was your impression when you were first asked? And then when you left the job, how had that changed in some way?
Well, you know, I talk about that in the book, which is really the fact that the president, when he asked me, you know, we had a conversation about it, because one of the things I said was, look, I don't want to work for someone else after being governor. I would want to work directly with you. And I said, so I want to be, you know, I would want this to be a cabinet position. And he said, done. And I said, I'm a policy girl, and so I want to be in the room when decisions are made. So I would want to be on the National Security Council. And he said, done. And I said, well, I'm not going to be a wallflower or a talking head. I need to be able to say what I think. And he said, Nikki, that's exactly why I want you to do this. And he was true to his word from his first day to his last day. And so he really let me do my job, and I have always been very grateful for that, because when you go into the United Nations, it really did feel like I was putting on body armor every single day. You knew there was going to be a fight. You just didn't know which country you're going to be fighting. So, but it was a pleasure and honor to defend the country I love so much, and I loved every second of it.
Well, let me pick up on that in relationship to today's top headlines, because obviously impeachment is obsessing all the oxygen in the room right now. And one of the caricatures that they are playing out is that the president is some sort of control freak that sat in his, technology-equipped control room and was, like, firing, you know, the thoughts and impulses into Giuliani and everybody that works for him. And I just come away, every time I talk with someone like yourself, Ambassador, I come away with this feeling that, like, you know what? I kind of think the president empowered really talented people to go and do their jobs. And while he may have had certain degrees of wishes he'd like to see accomplished, he really trusted the people that he put in that in those positions. Is the caricature we're getting on our TV sets a little bit inaccurate, in your opinion?
I mean, you know, I can only talk about, you know, my dealings with him or when we were in the cabinet, but I can tell you he allowed everybody to do their job until they couldn't do it.
Right.
So the only people he micromanaged are the ones that he thought couldn't do their job, but he always trusted people from the very beginning to do what they thought was right. And, you know, many people always asked me how I got out without a tweet. And it was simple. It was simple that I just told him the truth. If he was doing something good, I supported, I rallied, I worked hard for him. If there was something that I disagreed with, I would call him or sit down and meet with him and say, look, I think this is a mistake. Instead, I think you should do this. And he would say, well, how do you see that playing out? And he's a great listener, and he will change his mind if you present the facts in front of him. It didn't mean that I won every time, but I always felt heard. I always saw him listen to everyone else. He would change his mind if he saw facts that represented changing his mind. And, you know, he was nothing but professional and respectful in every sense of the word in terms of working with me.
Wow, that is definitely a different picture. We're speaking with former governor and former ambassador, Nikki Haley. And, Ambassador, I want to talk to you next about your home state, because that, of course, is where your story kind of begins in the book. And we deal with Charleston and the flag and a whole bunch of stuff. But I want to know right now, as best as you can sense from your sources on the ground in South Carolina, how is this, I'll call it a circus in Washington, D.C., this one-sided kind of partisan activity that they're calling an impeachment inquiry. How's that playing with the Joe and Susie lunch bucket taxpayers that go to work every day in South Carolina and try as best they can to make a better world for their kids?
You know, the good people in South Carolina, they worry about the economy, they worry about jobs, they want to know that the people in D.C. are fighting for them, and so they want to know why the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement has not passed yet. You know, they want to know why our country is so divided on illegal immigration, and there's no debate in Congress happening on how we're going to vet these individuals or how we're going to secure the borders. They worry about the debt and the deficit that we have and what is a great economy and want to know why it's not being talked about. They could care less about what's being said on the TV because the people of South Carolina are smart in that they look at the facts.
All right. Her book is called With All Due Respect and it is brand new. Help get a copy tonight and make it number one. But she is she is as graceful as she is kind and as she is trustworthy and honest. And that's why she made a great U.N. ambassador. Ambassador Nikki Haley with us for a little bit longer here on Radio Night Live, and Kevin McCullough, we're glad to have you with us. By the way, you want to revisit any of these conversations, we podcast them all. You can get them at SoundCloud.com or at iTunes and just search for Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, so last week, you see that shot on your screen there if you're watching on Biz TV or on the streams at Periscope.com or Twitter or YouTube. That is not, what did I say it was last week? Cartier. That's Saks, Fifth Avenue. So they do the light show on the Saks building, not on Cartier. I was corrected by someone who was embarrassed that I had said the wrong thing, my bride. Anyway, just wanted to make sure we got it cleared up tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio 9 Live. We are speaking with the one and only former governor of South Carolina, former ambassador to the UN, former member of the Trump administration, with her new book, With All Due Respect, Nikki Haley. I'm just gonna fanboy here a little bit. Governor, you're one of my favorite people in public life. Thank you for being you. But we were talking about how the impeachment stuff is playing with your actual voters in your home state of South Carolina.
I think we should be asking foreign governments to investigate Americans. No, I don't think that. But having said that, there was no secret that the president wanted Ukraine to look and do the investigation. But never was there a threat. Never was there a, you have to do this or else. The money flowed. And so there's literally nothing impeachable there.
Right.
You know, an impeachment is the harshest crime you can give an elected official. When you look at what happened, there literally was nothing there for them to even warrant this discussion on.
Well, and it's not just the harshest thing you can do to an American official. I think it's one of the most punitive things you can do to the American voter. And so I want to make sure that the grounds on which we do it, if we ever decide to, that it is highly warranted under those circumstances. Now, you've been on your book tour.
Well, I also think, Kevin, I mean, I also think that, look, we're less than a year from the election.
Right.
It's offensive not just to let the American people decide this for themselves, but I think that's what the Democrats don't want, because they know what will happen if they decide this for themselves. And I think if you watch the hearings, there's a lot of assumption, there's a lot of perception, but we have to keep going back to the facts.
No, and I am so grateful that you said that, because that is exactly what, and there are some good people in Congress that are trying to get that story told. Lee Zeldin, one of our congressional representatives from this area, is actually one of those leading forces. But we'll see. You know, I've got a microphone. I'm not afraid to use it for the right causes, and I believe that truth is always where you find your greatest victory. We're speaking with former governor and former United States ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. Her book is called With All Due Respect, Defending America with Grit and Grace. And Governor, I want to talk to you about your time in the UN. You said it was like putting on body armor. You had to go in there and really fight to keep America a significant voice that used its influence properly and made good decisions. And I think over the time that you were there, we saw more of that in a shorter period of time than we had. What is it about that place that is so daunting to the American servant who ends up taking that post?
Well, I think you can't be intimidated by it. You know, I mean, I think it was very important for me to let the world know what the United States was for and what we were against. And it didn't matter if they liked us. I wanted them to know where we were. And I think that it's really important that when you go in there, you go in with a strong voice. And you do that with your actions. You do it with your words. You stand up where you see something wrong, whether it's human rights violations or any sort of defiance of a UN resolution. But you also stand up for your sovereignty, like we did when we moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And so I wanted everyone to understand that the United States was back, we were strong, we had a voice, and we were looking for partners. But if you wanted to go against the United States, we were going to be taking names, and if you wanted to be our friend and partner, we were going to have your back.
Yeah. you cover so much ground in this book, and I feel like I could talk to you for 2 hours and still not cover everything. But let's just hit some of the highlights. When Charleston went down, this is your territory, this is your turf, and South Carolina is a tricky place historically because it has a bit of a history. Race has always been something that has, particularly in Charleston, been something that has a lot of sensitivity attached to it. What do you think was the secret? Because I don't think anybody will ever forget that the members of the AME came out in court and told the shooter that they forgave him. And I think that people recognize that there was some other quality of something at work there than anything they had ever seen before. What do you attribute it to?
I mean, these were some of the most godly people I have ever had the pleasure of meeting. And, you know, I tell people that this was, it was an event that brought South Carolina to her knees. You know, you had 12 people who did what so many South Carolinians do on a Wednesday night, and they went to Bible study.
Right.
But on that night, someone else showed up, and he didn't look like them, he didn't act like them, he didn't sound like them. And they didn't throw him out. They didn't call the cops. Instead, they pulled up a chair and prayed with him for an hour. And when they bowed their heads in that last prayer, he began to shoot. And these were people like Ethel Lance, who had lost her daughter to breast cancer 2 years prior. But she would go around Mother Emanuel and clean that church, singing, "One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I ask of you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do." Our youngest victim, Tywanza Sanders, he had just finished college and had the world in front of him. But on that day, he stood in front of his 87-year-old great-aunt Susie and looked at the killer and said, "You don't have to do this. We mean no harm to you." Or it was people just like Cynthia Hurd, whose life motto was simply to be kinder than necessary. And that's who these people were. They loved their church. They loved their families. They loved their community. And when the killer showed up with his manifesto the next day, there was more hate spewed than we had seen ever. And there he was holding the Confederate flag. And the day after that, the families saw the killer for the first time. The judge let them speak, and unprompted and unplanned, one by one, they forgave him. And so, you know, we went through a tough time in South Carolina. The national media zoomed in, and I remember trying to protect the families because they wanted to create the narrative. They wanted it to be about race. They wanted it to be about gun control. They wanted it to be about the death penalty. And, you know, what we did was we strong-armed them back, and we said, "You're not going to do this to our state. We're going to, you know, let these families heal. We were going to go through the funerals, and there would be a time and place for that discussion, but it wasn't going to be then." And, you know, I had breakfast with Jesse Jackson every other day to keep him at bay. I had to have words with Al Sharpton to keep him from causing trouble in the state. But, you know, I tried to wrap my arms around the state. But at the end of the day, I will tell you, the good people of South Carolina really stepped up and showed the world what grace and strength looks like after a tragedy.
Well, and I think that, Ambassador, to be candid, I think that grace and strength are qualities that people think of when they think of the name Nikki Haley. And so I think they were led well in that moment. And I think that also assisted them, maybe encouraged them in their plight as well.
Yeah. All right, when we continue more with Ambassador Nikki Haley, we're grateful that she's able to spend a little time with us on this Saturday night, just a few Saturdays before Christmas and the end of the year. Thank you so much. After we're done with our conversation with Nikki, I'm going to give you a very encouraging update about where we're at with our Christmas project with CSI as well. That's straight ahead as well. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for hanging out with us on a Saturday. My email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, @KMCRadio. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/KMC01. It's pretty simple. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president turned to Twitter to criticize Christianity Today magazine that was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham. he was angry because of an editorial calling for his removal from office. Mark Galli is the magazine's editor-in-chief, and he tells NPR,
I suspect that if I was in a room with him, we could have a very amiable and delightful conversation. But he does display characteristics that I think, as a leader, a great nation like the United States, are deeply problematic.
The president is in Florida for a holiday vacation. Before he left, he received an invitation from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's invited the president to the House chamber February 4th to deliver the State of the Union message. In the letter, Pelosi reminds him that, quote, in their great wisdom, our founders crafted a constitution based on a system of separation of powers. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final few minutes with Nikki Haley and the governor and the ambassador here in the ladies' lounge. Such a treat to have her with us tonight. And I just want to ask this question, Governor, as we go back to your memories and your recollections. There was another significant controversial issue in the state, and it pertained to the Confederate flag. And you made a decision that you did, but what was the rationale for why you took the action? And the steps that you did?
First of all, the Confederate flag is not considered hateful by so many South Carolinians. I mean, for many of them, it's about sacrifice and heritage and service. And But when the killer came out and, you know, was basically all over the place with this Confederate flag, you know, he hijacked it. And so the conversation was, how do we make sure that the Confederate flag gets the respect that people want it to have, but that it's not flying in front of the State House as a representative, living, breathing symbol? And
right.
So that's when I basically said, you know, I think the flag needs to come down. We need to put it in the State Museum where people can still, you know, talk about it, or they can use it in their private homes, but, you know, that it needed to not be in front of the State House anymore. And, you know, it was a tough time. I mean, I think that the Senate quickly was able to pass it through because Senator Pinckney was one of the people that had died, and it was their, you know, brother in the Senate. And but when we got to the House, there were some serious debates of them not wanting to do that. And I think that a lot of it was the fact that, you know, they didn't want to let go of an old tradition that had been there. And I had to met with the Speaker of the House, and he said, what about if we put a different flag up there? And I said, no, we don't need to put a different flag. And then after going back and debating some more, he came back and he said, okay, I've got it. He said, they will take the flag down, but they want to leave the pole up. And I said, why do they want to leave? He said, you should do this. It'll be a win. That way you get the flag down. They'll leave the pole up. But I had been a legislator there. I knew exactly what that meant. They were just going to wait till this was over, and they were going to put that flag back up. And that's when I went and I had a conversation with them. And I told them about a time when I was growing up, and that, you know, my father used to love to stop by farmer stands, produce stands, to buy, you know, the produce from the farmers. And we were the only Indian family in a small southern town. We weren't white enough to be white. We weren't black enough to be black. My father wore a turban. He still does to this day. My mother wore a sari. And we went to this fruit stand, and as we were getting our produce, I saw the owners at the stand start to look nervous. The next thing I know, I saw them get on the phone, and then we saw police drove up really fast. And they were looking at us, but my dad went and paid, and he thanked them, and we didn't say a word the whole way home. And I told the caucus at the time that was having a hard time with the flag, I said, you know, every time I pass that stand, I still remember what that pain was. And I don't want anybody driving by the State House and feeling that kind of pain. Mm. We needed a 2/3 vote, which made it very, very hard. But after speaking with them and talking to them, the flag came down and the pole came down.
Wow. Tremendous stuff. With All Due Respect is the name of the book, Defending America with Grit and Grace. Nikki Haley is my guest. Okay, Governor, or Ambassador, there may be one moment of your whole career that I may be most fascinated by, you, although you've had a lot of hits. But it was early in the debate cycle of 2016, and the president, who's now president, was not the candidate you were supporting. In fact, I believe you had endorsed someone else in the state primary in your state, and he called you out from the stage, and there was a moment where the cameras kind of zoomed in on you, and then fast forward from there, you become his United States ambassador to the UN. Talk to me about the kind of, as you described, the country turning to Trump. How did Nikki Haley turn to Trump?
Well, you know, I had actually known the president prior. He supported me in my first run for governor in the primary, and I remember getting an envelope with gold trim and, you know, a support check in it, and there was a note that said, you're a winner. And so we had been in touch and stayed acquainted through the years. And when that Republican primary came, we had a lot of talent on that stage. There were 16 people on that stage, and I went and supported someone else. At that point, the president tweeted, Nikki Haley is an embarrassment to South Carolina.
So you did get your tweet, just not while you were in the administration.
Right. And then I responded in a tweet with bless your heart. So, you know, we had an understanding of each other. And once he won the primary, I was supportive of him in the general.
Sure.
And then that's when I got the call to be UN ambassador. And so, you know, I think that it was a pleasure and honor to serve him. And we still stay in touch today. And, you know, I'll be out there on the campaign trail for him this year.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you would be. With All Due Respect is the name of the book, Defending America with Grit and Grace. It's Nikki Haley. Governor, thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
It's been so much fun to have you along with us tonight. Such a big show. Mike Lindell with us for the first full hour. A busy man like him giving us that much time. And then the former governor of South Carolina and former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spending the bulk of the second hour with us in the ladies' lounge. Welcome to Saturday. We've got a lot to get to yet. I was just reading the New York Post just put out a story about one of the people who died in Pensacola, one of the trainees that's down there. They actually said that this victim, Joshua Caleb Watson, 23, was shot multiple times by the attacker. He was still able to alert first responders to the shooter's location before he died. And he saved countless lives, they say, because the shooter went in there with he was loaded for bear. They've arrested six people in that case, meaning that it wasn't just him. This was a terror attack on our naval base, one of our most important naval bases. My brother-in-law just went through there a few years ago. Anyway, glad you're with us on this Saturday night. We've been talking about doing some good for the Christmas season. And I am very pleased to report to you that as of tonight, we have a new total in terms of how many slave lives we need to yet liberate to hit that magic number of 200 for the year. We've never liberated that many people. But I just got word from Christian Solidarity International earlier today in an email that gave us the new numbers, and I wanted you to see them. 888, the number's escaping me now. It's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But the new grand total is 194 slaves that have been liberated thus far. 194. That means that to get to 200, we are only six people away, taking the 25 by 10 challenge or the 1 by 250 challenge, either one of those. A one-time gift of 250 liberates a slave. But if you need to break it down and do $25 a month for 10 months, you still liberate a slave. Like the life is liberated whether you do it in 1 month or 2 months or 10 months. And it is so rewarding because we have now officially passed what we did all of last year. Last year we liberated 187 for the total of the year. The goal each year has been about 160. But friends, we are just six lives away from liberating 200, which would give us a not only a brand new record, but that just means that, you know, 13 more people are not going to die in slavery this year than last year because of your generosity. And I'm touched by that. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about and you'd like to know more about how to liberate a human trafficked slave, then go to csi-usa.org. If you click on the Sudan story at the top of the page, or you can go to the bottom of the page and click on my picture. Either one of those will take you to a page that will explain the program to you. But you basically are helping the slave be liberated from the slave master, and then also helping to send that slave off into a new life with all of the tools that they need to start that life with, including microenterprise resources, a year's worth of sorghum seed so that they can grow grain, some they can sell, some they can keep and eat. They're going to have a she-goat, which will give them not only the dairy products that will help them stay alive, but they can also breed and sell the she-goat babies to others and develop a little bit of an income for themselves that way. But this is just an amazing program. And through this program, Christian Solidarity International has liberated over 100,000 slaves since the end of the Sudanese Civil War. Because the nations, the globe's governments, got together and said, okay, well, we should figure out a peaceful settlement for these two countries, the northern Sudan, where they practice radical Islam, and South Sudan, which is fundamentally Christian. They keep crossing this line, and there's abuse. We need to set up a new country. And so South Sudan came into existence, basically, because they were attempting to solve this problem. But they didn't, at the same time, free the slaves that the North was holding, that had been taken in raids and war activities on the South. So that's where CSI started working 18, 20 years ago. And now they've freed over 100,000. And the 200 that we have liberated this year and will have liberated by the end of the year will just be the latest batch of that. But I can't tell you how meaningful it is that for the year, you and I, just telling our friends and, you know, maybe putting a post up on Facebook about it or just, you know, calling the number, that we have liberated, we've changed 200 people's lives. 200 people will know freedom that never knew it before. And I find that to be rather remarkable. So I'm grateful. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And if you have not yet given and would like to, please do that. Please take the time. When you do, it only takes a couple of minutes. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's not a difficult process. They can take your credit card real quickly. If you do the monthly installment, they can just ping the credit card the number of times you tell them to, the number of months. And it's how my wife and I have helped liberate several slaves over the last few years, is we just give them permission to hit it at a certain time, and then they do that to the amount that we've given. But we're only six of you away, six people away from taking the $25 a month for 10 months challenge. And I'm trying to think, you know, $25 it's significant, but I think for most people, especially if I was talking to New Yorkers, they would say they spend more than that a day on parking in the city. They may spend as much as that in riding their train to and from the city. For me to get into Lower Manhattan from my studios and back, it cost me a $9 one-way ticket on the main train, and then I got to take the subway, which is another $2.75. So I'm just at a shade. I'm about let's see, $11.75 two times. I'm just 50 cents away from $25 a month in just my travel expenses for work. So my point being that if you really want to liberate a slave, you can do that. $25 a month for 10 months can make that happen. But maybe you have the potential to liberate more than that. We have six that are in need, six that have already been identified and are ready for their freedom. 800-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in three little fruit and three little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KM.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, my crew is dogging me. They said that the picture that's on the screen right now isn't in black and white. But it looks like it's in black and white. And for the last number of weeks, our camera has not been able to focus properly on the colors coming off of Lower Manhattan. I know you're pointing at the... Nick thinks,
it's red and blue and white.
You've got an old picture in there of stuff from the Lower Manhattan. They used to be very vibrant, so something went wrong with the lens. We got to get that fixed. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So I have a fun little thing to end on tonight. There was a presidential candidate this week who did the following, and I put this on Twitter. Let me go ahead and show that on the screen. And for those of you watching by way of radio, jump over to the stream if you want to see the actual visuals that I'm using here. But those of you on Biz TV, you can see. So I put this on Twitter because I said yesterday a 2020 presidential candidate snarked at a voter who pointed out some uncomfortable facts. And as they did, this presidential candidate called that challenger fat and sedentary. He also implied that the guy only sits around watching cable news. And then in a really bizarre twist, he challenged the person to a push-up contest. Now, if you were just the average person, you've been listening to the media for the last 3 years, and I said, who do you think that was that's running for president in 2020? I think the overwhelming majority of you would probably name at least one certain name. But I want to know, do you think it was one of the following? Donald J. Trump or Joe Biden? Give you a chance to think it through. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. What did they do again? Put it back up there. They got snarky with the voter. All the voter did was point out some very uncomfortable facts. And once they did, this candidate turns around. Now, this is a person that's shown up for your event. This is a potential voter. This is someone that might help you, you know, achieve your goal. And this candidate called the person fat, then made a joke about how he, the candidate's never sedentary, which is implying that the guy was, is how it was interpreted. And then he told him that he only sits around watching cable news, and that's why he had this conspiracy theory about something. And then before it was done, he was like, okay, let's go. I'll do more push-ups than you right now. If you surrender, I've never seen something quite that bizarre, especially from a politician who's trying to get votes. But the correct answer was Joe Biden. A lot of people think Trump's mean and terse and nasty and, you know, harsh with people. Joe Biden, every bit as much in that response to the voter who just asked him a question. Anyway, so I don't want to hear any more about Trump's attitudes from here on out. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time on Radio Night Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.